KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, gale warning tonight and Thursday. Today, southwest winds 30 knots, seas 8 feet. Tonight, southwest winds 40 knots, seas 9 feet, building to 14 after midnight with rain. And Thursday, southwest winds 40 knots, becoming south 30 in the afternoon, seas 14 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, gale warning tonight and Thursday. Today, west winds 30 knots, seas 7 feet with rain. Tonight, south winds 45 knots, seas 13 feet with rain. And Thursday, southwest winds 35 knots, seas 12 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, storm warning tonight. Today, southwest winds 25 knots, becoming south 40 in the afternoon, seas 7 feet, building to 12 in the afternoon with rain. Tonight, southwest winds 50 knots, diminishing to 40 after midnight, seas 18 feet with rain. And Thursday, south winds 45 knots, seas 20 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, gale warning tonight and Thursday. Today, west winds 30 knots, seas 11 feet, subsiding to 7 in the afternoon. Tonight, south winds 40 knots, seas 9 feet with rain. And Thursday, south winds 40 knots, seas 10 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, gale warning through Thursday. Today, southwest winds 25 knots, becoming south 40 in the afternoon, seas 9 feet with rain. Tonight, south winds 45 knots, diminishing to 35 after midnight, seas 12 feet with rain. And Thursday, south winds 45 knots, seas 11 feet with rain. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, scattered snow showers and isolated rain showers in the morning, then rain in the afternoon. Little to no snow accumulation. Highs in the lower 30s to lower 40s. Southwest winds 10 to 25 miles per hour with gusts to 40, increasing to south 25 to 40 with gusts to 60 in the afternoon. Tonight, rain. Lows in the lower 30s to lower 40s. South winds 30 to 45 miles per hour with gusts to 65. And Thursday, mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers. Highs in the mid 30s to lower 40s. South winds 30 to 50 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a low tide at 12:28 a.m. at 3 feet 3 inches, a high at 7:33 a.m. at 6 feet 9 inches, a low at 3:30 p.m. at 2 feet, and a high tonight at 10:09 at 4 feet 2 inches. Your sun rose at 9:49 this morning, and your sun will set at 5:58, giving us 8 hours and 9 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Coming up on KUCB News. The Bristol Bay Red King crab season was good this year, even with a small harvest. And St. Paul's tribal government will jointly manage the island's surrounding waters with federal officials. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by GCI. Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Unalaska. GCI now offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and same pricing as Anchorage. More information at gci.com/internet.
Good afternoon and thanks for tuning in. It's Wednesday, January 22nd, 2025. This is KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Andy Lusk, with some local news from Unalaska. Harvesters didn't have a lot of Bristol Bay Red King crab to catch this season, but they did well despite the small harvest. Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist Ethan Nichols says this was the overall best fishery performance they've seen since 2016. That's based on a piece of data known as the catch per unit effort. It's an estimate of the abundance of the crab population. Nichols says the first delivery was made October 19th, and the last was less than a month later in early November. The Red King crab season is generally short compared to many other fisheries. Fishermen got an initial dock price of $10 per pound for the lucrative crab. They're expected to see that double for their final paycheck after processors sell the crab and negotiate pay. Nichols says that would be a record high number. More than 30 vessels participated in this year's fishery. They were allotted about 2.3 million pounds of crab to catch. That's a fraction of historic harvests, which have been as high as about 20 million pounds in the early 90s and 2000s. The Bering Sea snow crab fishery opened at the same time as Red King's, but harvesters have just started fishing for the smaller snow crabs. The first delivery was landed last week. The Aleut community of St. Paul Island announced Friday that it has signed an agreement with the federal government aimed at jointly managing the waters surrounding the Bering Sea island. Tribal Council President John Melavidoff says the agreement with the National Marine Fisheries Service is a step towards environmental stewardship through a partnership between the tribe and the national government. It's also a recognition of the Ununga people's historical connection to the region.
It's really the start of working together on matters, you know, related to sustainable management and stewardship of marine resources under NIMS jurisdiction surrounding St. Paul.
Federal appointees administer the National Marine Fisheries Service, which is run by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Melavidoff says this agreement protects the conservation work they've done under the outgoing administration of President Joe Biden against possible changes under President Donald Trump.
This MOU is kind of a way to kind of capture the work that we've done with this current administration to keep things moving forward with any future administrations.
The agreement outlines a framework for managing marine resources, including the inclusion of tribal proposals and knowledge in fisheries policies. Its implementation will require coordination with other entities, including the North Pacific Fishery Management Council and the state of Alaska, to ensure compliance with federal and state laws. State lawmakers convened in Juneau yesterday to kick off the first session of the 34th Alaska Legislature. They'll spend the next 4 months or so debating bills and building the state budget. The first day always involves more pomp and circumstance than legislating. But leaders in the state Senate gathered reporters to share their priorities. Senate President Gary Stevens, a Kodiak Republican, says lawmakers will look to tackle a wide variety of issues.
Funding of education, focusing in on recruitment and retention of high-quality teachers and public employees. We want to talk about affordable and reliable energy, and then also election reform.
Stevens is leading a bipartisan Senate Majority Caucus made up of 9 Democrats and 5 Republicans. But they're facing stiffer opposition than over the past 2 years. The minority caucus has doubled to 6 Republicans, enough to guarantee seats on legislative committees. The 14-6 split gives the minority caucus a chance to block votes that require a 3/4 majority. But Senate Minority Leader Mike Schauer, a Wasilla Republican, says obstruction isn't on the immediate agenda.
We're not starting that way because that's kind of working backwards to the front at the beginning. Our goal is to find common ground with the Senate majority, with the House majority and minority, and things that we can work on that we agree upon.
Meanwhile, a 21-member coalition made up of Democrats, Independents, and 2 Republicans officially took power in the House. The new speaker, Dillingham Independent Bryce Edgman, told the newly sworn-in representatives there's a lot of hard work ahead.
We have a very unique responsibility with the conditions that face our state. Lots of opportunities, of course, lots of challenges, lots of areas to agree on, lots of areas to disagree on, lots of areas to find respectful common ground.
The House and Senate majorities are expected to be in alignment on some key issues, like boosting education funding and returning public sector workers to a pension system. but that's likely to set up conflict with Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy. Tune in Fridays at noon and 5 right here at KUCB for new episodes of the Bering Sea Barometer. Join your host, Captain Pete Nathan, for journal-style entries from all up and down the Aleutian chain, chronicling the real-life experiences of fishing the Bering Sea. Find all episodes of the podcast on our website and on Spotify. Here's a look at what's happening in Unalaska this week. Learn how to make antler bone earrings at the Kowalungan Tribal Office tonight starting at 5:30. This is a free culture night class with supplies provided. All are welcome. Unangam Tanu class takes place in High School Room 180 tomorrow night starting at 6. This program is also free and everyone is welcome. Finally, Community Open Mic Night is Sunday starting at 5 in the Burma Road Chapel. Share your talent in a supportive and inclusive environment, or just sit back and enjoy the show. Performances are by and for all ages. To learn more about these events and everything else coming up, check out your community calendar at kucb.org. That's the news from Unalaska. This is KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Andy Lusk. For more local coverage and community events, check out our website at kucb.org. Stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts. Make time for a good deed today.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP, starting with job openings. The QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, as well as an environmental assistant. The Shimmigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a housekeeper and a bartender. The Palof Harbor Tribe is looking for an administrative assistant. The City of Sandpoint is looking for an EMS director. The Odago Tribe of King Cove is hiring a tribal administrator, a part-time or full-time IGAP assistant, and a solid waste recycling technician. The Belkoski Tribe of King Cove is looking for a part-time IGAP assistant, a full-time Belkoski Environmental Program assistant, and a part-time pull-tab sales clerk. Aleutian Housing Authority is looking for a lead carpenter in King Cove. EATS is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in King Cove or Sandpoint. They are also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for Falls Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. APIA is in need of a family advocate for Sandpoint, a family advocate for King Cove, a cultural preservation specialist for Atkeetan, and a family advocate for Falls Pass. Community announcements. The Sandpoint Eagles will be taking on the hometown Angels there in Bristol Bay at the 2025 Sockeye Tournament. You can tune into that live here on KSDP, thanks to Rivera Wilson, or you can join us here in Sandpoint at the QT Community Center. Tip-off is at 6 o'clock. Good luck, Eagles. And today is January 22nd, 2025. Happy birthday to Mama Tana. Happy birthday to Leanne Mack, Sarah Dishkin, Erica Hallquist, Oliver Smith, and Kurt Utek. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Shumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumigan Corporation. Hometown Values and Service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today. Love me two times, girl. I'm gone away. Love me two times, girl. One for tomorrow, one just for today. Love me two times, I'm gone away. Love me one time, do not speak. Love me one time, yeah, my knees got weak. Love me two times, girl. Last me all through the week. Love me two times, I'm gone away. Love me two times, I'm gone away. Speak. Love me one time, baby. Yeah, my knees got weak. Love me two times, girl. Last week, all through the week. Love me two times, I'm gone away. Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today. Two time, boy, 'cause I'm gone away. Love me two time, girl. One for tomorrow, one just for today. Love me two time.
Don't you look at my girlfriend, 'cause she's the only one. here's a song about an Irishman who had a little bad luck. And I've been told this is a true story. Dear sir, I write this note to you to tell you of me plight. For at the time of writing, I am not a pretty sight. Me body is all black and blue, me face a deathly gray. And I write this note to tell you why I'm not at work today. While working on the 14th floor, some bricks I had to clear. But to toss them down from such a height was not a good idea. The foreman wasn't very pleased, he is an awkward sod. He said I'd have to cart them down the ladders in me hot. Now shifting all those bricks by hand, it was so very slow. So I hoisted up a barrel and secured a rope below. But in me haste to do the job, I was too blind to see that a barrel full of building bricks is heavier than me. And so when I untied the rope, the barrel fell like lead. And clinging tightly to the rope, I started up instead. I shot up like a rocket till to my dismay I found that halfway up I met the bloody barrel coming down. Now the barrel broke me shoulder as to the ground it sped. And when I reached the top, I banged the pulley with me head. I clung on tightly, numb with shock from this almighty blow. And the barrel spilled out half the bricks 14 floors below. Now when these bricks had fallen from the barrel to the floor, I then outweighed the barrel and so started down once more. Still clinging tightly to the rope, me body racked with pain. Halfway down I met the bloody barrel once again. Now the force of this collision halfway down the office block caused multiple contusions and a nasty state of shock. Still clinging tightly to the rope, I fell toward the ground and landed on the broken bricks the barrel had scattered round. Well, I lay there groaning on the ground, I thought I'd passed the worst. But the barrel hit the pulley wheel and then the bottom burst. A shower of bricks rained down on me, I didn't have a home. For as I lay there bleeding, I let go the bloody rope. The barrel being unsecured then started down once more, and it landed right across me as I lay there on the floor. It broke three ribs and my left arm, and I can only say that I hope you'll understand why Murphy's not at work today.
My devils, I thought in my Let me in, I wanna be your friend, I wanna guard your dreams. Little Bruce and the E Street Band right there on KSDP. Just want to give everyone a heads up. At AP Radio, we have apradio.org, the website. We have the brackets posted for the 2025 AML Sockeye Classic live in Dillingham. We have the girls and the boys brackets both posted at apradio.org. We have Mia. Mia Cromer will be doing their play-by-play on the Sandpoint School Sports Network Facebook page. We'll be pulling the audio from her play-by-play and putting it over the airwaves. So either way, you can catch it there. And then at 6 p.m., we'll have our Gentlemen Eagles, the boys, and they're playing the Bristol Bay Angels. The rookies at 4:30 will be playing against the Manicotic Lynx. And so we have coverage of the first two games of the 2025 Sockeye Classic in Dillingham, Alaska, Bristol Bay School District. Moving on, we will catch a little bit of NPR at 4 o'clock. 4:30, we will bring you live coverage of your King Cove rookies. Right here, Brass and Pocket, Pretenders.
Got brass in pocket, got battle, I'm gonna use it. Intention, I'm feeling mental, gonna make you notice. Got motion, restrained emotion, I've been diving, detailed leaning, no visa. Seems so pleasing. Gonna make you notice. Gonna use my arms, gonna use my legs, gonna use my style, gonna use my sidestep, gonna use my fingers, gonna use my legendation. 'Cause I gonna make you see. No. No one like me. I'm special, special. So special. Special. I got half some of your attention. Give it to me. I got rhythm. I can't miss a beat. I got new skank. Sorry. Got something. Winking. Thank you.
right, we've got a couple of minutes before NPR takes over. So this is Virgil, and one more reminder, we will have live coverage of the 2025 Sockeye Classic from Dillingham, Alaska in Bristol Bay. Mia Cromer, she will be giving you play-by-play and streaming the game live on Facebook via Sandpoint School Sports. And I'm not sure why we're going to two different web pages for the games tonight, but at 6 o'clock, we will have Ms. Rivera at 6 p.m. Rivera at 6 p.m. streaming from KSDP Facebook Live. So one will be Sandpoint School Sports and the other one KSDP. So thank you so much. And so tune in at 4:30. We'll be there in just a few moments.